I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Try to stay in the bubble. To fight the pandemic, we engaged in what you might call the largest forced lifestyle experiment in human history. We traveled less, we ate out less, we tightened our social circles, we spent more time at home, we stayed in at night with our family instead of going out. It was tough in many ways. It had economic implications and mental health implications too. And as strange and frustrating and as abnormal as it was, there was another part of us that noticed positive improvements. We weren't as busy, we had time, so much time. We felt things we hadn't felt in years, got into a groove that hadn't been there for a long time. This is because the bubble we went into to limit transmission of the virus was quite close to the smooth flow of life and living in accordance with nature that the Stoics had long talked about. In fact, it was closer to our primal state of being, being rooted in one place, the family unit, neighbors helping neighbors, an awareness of your surroundings, the common cause. And now, as cases drop precipitously, there will be temptation for life to go back to normal, for you to abandon the bubble you have created. Pause before you do that. Which parts of this slower, stiller life are worth protecting? What did you stop doing this year that doesn't need to be resumed? What did you start doing out of necessity that's worth continuing? What would life look like with more purpose in it? What could you accomplish with clearer priorities? It's good that we're coming out of this, but let's make sure we emerge from it better than we were when we went into it. Of course, this is what I wrote Stillness is the Key about, which came out in the fall of 2019. I had no idea what was in store, but I think that book held up well. I've heard from so many people who read it during the pandemic. I had to really stick to the teachings myself, as challenging as it was over the last year. You can check out Stillness is the Key, which debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list, one of the books I'm proudest of, anywhere books are sold, and we have signed copies in the Daily Stoic store at store.dailystoic.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V.
destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.